Since I am, like many Texans, an amateur expert on Lonesome Dove, people often ask me what I figure are the most loved quotes from the miniseries. Now, if I were wise, I would just say any of 100 quotes could be someone's number one and leave it at that. But I have never let lack of wisdom stop me. I cannot resist the challenge of making a list. I know it is a delicate business. It is holy ground. However, the list I'm about to share is not just my opinion. I do have data on my side based on feedback from a popular Facebook page devoted to Lonesome Dove. From that page, I have been able to tabulate the most popular quotes or excerpts from the miniseries. I have 12, which we will do Letterman style. Number 12 comes at the end of the miniseries. Woodrow has just buried Gus and puts up the grave marker made from the famous Hat Creek Cattle Company sign. Woodrow says,
"I guess this will teach me to be more careful about what I promise in the future."
Number 11 is Gus McCrae 101. When the boys seem a little shocked by his, shall we say, manly appetites, he says,
"What's good for me ain't necessarily good for the weak mind."
Number 10 occurs right after Gus has cut the cards with Laurie and she accuses him of cheating. He says,
"Well, I wouldn't say I did, but I will say this. A man who wouldn't cheat for a poke don't want one bad enough. Come on, darling."
9. Not long before Gus goes guns blazing into Blue Duck's camp to save Laurie, he says,
"They don't know it, but the wrath of the Lord's about to descend on him. Come sundown."
Number 8 is said the following morning. Gus finds July Johnson burying his son and Jenny and Roscoe. July is naturally distraught, blaming himself, saying he should have stayed with them. Gus says,
"Yesterday's gone, we can't get it back."
But he does assure him that if he ever runs into Blue Duck again, he will kill him for him. Number 7 comes when Gus gets exasperated with Woodrow because Woodrow, to Gus's way of thinking, is just being dense.
"I got Woodrow, you just don't ever get the point, do you? It ain't dying I'm talking about, it's living."
The 6th most popular quote punctuates the scene when Jake Spoon must be hanged along with the murdering horse thieves he is thrown in with. Jake pleads his case, but Gus has little sympathy. He says,
"You know how it works, Jake. You ride with an outlaw, you die with an outlaw. I'm sorry you crossed the line."
Number 5 occurs in a San Antonio bar scene that has several great lines together. So I decided to count them as one quote. The bartender, upon insulting Gus and Call, gets his nose broken when Gus slams his face into the oak bar. Gus explains,
"Now, besides the whiskey, I think we'll require a little respect. Now, if you care to turn around, you can see how we looked when we was younger and the people around here wanted to make us senators. Now, the thing we didn't put up with then was dawdling service. And as you can see, we still don't put up with it."
As they rode away, Woodrow tells Gus he's lucky he didn't get thrown in jail. And Gus says,
"Well, ain't much of a crime whacking a surly bartender."
Number 4 is a touching line uttered by Gus as he lay dying. He says to Woodrow,
"It's been quite a party, ain't it?"
Number 3 is a tie, so close I couldn't separate them. The first comes at the first of the movie, back at Lonesome Dove, when Ball infers that Gus may be too old for romance anymore, and Gus sets him straight. He says,
"Well, the older the violin, the sweeter the music."
Following soon after that scene comes Call's advice to Newt. Call hands him his first pistol, and he says,
"Here, better to have that and not need it than it is needed to not have it."
Number 2. Gus lays out a prescription for Laurie's future happiness. She is obsessed with going to San Francisco, and he wants her to understand that that dream is likely a misguided one.
"You see, life in San Francisco is still just life."
And number 1, I began with Call, and I end with Call. Though Gus gets a great number of the best lines, Woodrow gets, without question, the most powerful, most quoted line of all in the entire miniseries. After Call beat the Army scout to a pulp, the horrified townspeople, who have never witnessed such violence before, are standing around in shock and seem to require an explanation. Call obliges them. He says,
"I hate rude behavior in a man. Won't tolerate it."
There you go. That's the top 12 according to the data. Now, when you write to me to tell me that the list is wrong or that I left out this or that, I ask only that you remember Captain Call's admonition. No rude behavior. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.